Tuesday, the 17th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today, again, we're going to talk about the movie, The Letter, because I really, 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 really want you guys to watch it. So if you haven't watched it already, I want you to think about watching it. You will find it on YouTube. You can just look it up, Google The Letter, and you'll find it. Put it into your YouTube search. Don't tell me you're not looking at things on YouTube. I know you are. Remember I said, in the letter, four people get a letter from Pope Francis. And they're four people who were not expecting to get a letter from Pope Francis. Not one of them is a priest. I want to tell you now about Aruna Kande. So Aruna Kande is from Senegal. And he would describe himself as a climate refugee. That means somebody who has become a refugee because of climate change in his country. He grew up in a family of farmers in the colder region of Senegal. And in that country, nearly 80% of the people live in extreme poverty. But for many, many, many generations, families like Aruna's had lived making a living from small farms and herds. But each year, the droughts have become harder and harder. And there's a process called desertification happening in that area. That means the desert is expanding into the farmland. And as the desert expands and the water dries up, it's no longer possible to farm. And when Aruna was 8, his family couldn't feed him anymore. And they sent him to go and live in the coastal city of St. Louis. Now, in St. Louis, still in Senegal, Aruna discovered that he was still living with the crisis of a changing planet. Because it is on the coast, St. Louis is being slowly consumed by the rising sea. So we know that as the temperature of the Earth rises, somebody explained it to me like this. They said, when you think of global warming, you have to think of the impact that all the extra carbon dioxide is having on the planet. That's released into the air. And they said it's like wearing a jersey. Now, when it's winter time and you put on a jersey, it's great. But I want you to think about December in Joburg or December in Durban or December in the Cape. In December, is it cold or hot in South Africa? It's hot. Now, I imagine having to stand outside in the sun and put a jersey on. And this is a jersey the earth can't take off. It can't take it off. It's stuck with the jersey on. And so it's getting hotter and hotter. And that's melting the polar ice caps and it's raising the level of the seas. And those rising seas are now coming into villages and cities like St. Louis in Senegal. And they are flooding the city, washing away people's homes and businesses. So they have growing deserts on the one side and rising sea on the other, and Senegal is squeezed by this planetary crisis. And many young people from Senegal see no choice but to try and flee as refugees to Europe. And they go in very poorly equipped little boats. They don't go in a proper ship. They go in these little boats that are more like life rafts, and then they try to cross the sea. And we know from the news, you've seen the stories of how many people are dying as they try to cross the sea to Europe. And so Aruna was in St. Louis, and his uncle, who he went to stay with, was a scholar of the Quran, a Quranic scholar, so he's Muslim. And he also studied the Quran, but he talks about the building they were studying in was often flooded and they were standing up. They weren't able to sleep or lie down because the floor was underwater and they were standing in the water while still being at school. Imagine going to school with your feet in the water. It sounds quite intense. He began to think about and talk with and think about climate change and began to become an activist around climate change. And so Pope Francis heard of him and heard of what he was doing. And then he sent him a letter inviting him to come and to talk to Pope Francis so Pope Francis might understand the plight of the poor, because this person had experienced two kinds of damaging climate change: desertification, where the desert grows across the land that was his family's, and the rising sea level. damaging the city he was in. And it was a very moving time listening to him in the little movie of the letter that I want you all to watch. Because while he was in Rome, talking to the Pope, he had news that one of his friends had died trying to cross to Europe. And so it brings our minds to awareness. What is happening in the planet around us, and what impact is it having on human beings? It's not just the planet that is suffering, but poor people also. So let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Lord, we pray for all people whose lives have been affected by climate change. We pray for people whose islands have sunk beneath the sea, for people whose farms have become unfarmable because of the growing deserts. We pray for people whose homes have been washed away in floods or burnt in fires. We ask you, Lord, to give them courage and hope and to help them to see a new way of life. And we ask for compassion in our own hearts for all people affected by climate change. We ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.